I'm John Osier, live from Radio Row at the Super Bowl with my friend Sal Palantonio of ESPN. And as you can imagine, the talk, Sal, around the Jaguars this week is Tony Boselli. We talked to you about Tony Boselli's Hall candidacy last year. It felt to me and to a lot of people like it gained serious momentum last year. Did you feel that as well, and does that matter?
It does matter, and I think it did gain serious momentum. I think Pete Prisco did a tremendous job in his presentation. I consider Tony Boselli a Hall of Famer, for sure. I think that, you know, his game was Hall of Fame worthy on every possible level, from sheer dominance on film to his ability to take away the best defensive ends in the NFL one-on-one. And I think, John, you know, the fact that Terrell Davis,
right,
was voted in is a really good sign for some players like Tony Boselli in that category who didn't play a long period of time but played long enough to show that they are Hall of Famers.
Now, I think people will recall this. I certainly do. Edge NFL matchups started early in Tony's career.
Yeah.
And you did that show a long time, a lot of film breakdown. I know you learned a lot during that. But you also, I'm sure, had a chance to watch and break down from an X's and O's standpoint, Tony, and I assume that causes you to feel the way you do about him.
It really does. You know, on the matchup show, the one thing that we look at is, you know, game changers,
right,
difference makers, and guys who dominate their position against the dominant players of their era.
Right.
And I don't see how you can avoid Tony Boselli in that category.
Where does he I've always said he was the best left tackle, I thought, in perhaps the golden age of left tackles. And it sounds like you feel the same way.
Yes, for sure. You know, I mean, it's going to be a tough – this is a tough year,
mm-hmm,
because of Fanica and Jacoby, and because there are arguments with three or four defensive backs and – two really good wide receivers.
Right.
So is it a year where you put in Ray Lewis? Pretty much seems to be the consensus first ballot guy in this group. And then who else is a first ballot guy? Maybe Randy Moss.
Now, you say maybe Randy Moss. A lot of fans would raise eyebrows and say definitely, but you don't.
Well, you
sure.
Know, I can't put my stamp of approval on one guy or not.
Right? I hear you.
Because, yep, I'm in the room.
Right, I got you.
And I want to hear the discussion among the 46 selectors. I think that's a really important part of the process. Make a presentation. Make an argument. Hear some of the counter arguments. Because fans, you know, are, while they, I trust fans' viewpoints on the game, of course I do, and I want to hear their input. Mm-hmm. What we're there to do is hear the input of people who have really studied it,
right,
and watched it, and that's why we've been chosen to be on the committee. We are the selectors who are the gatekeepers of who goes in and who doesn't.
And
it's controversial year in and year out.
But it would be under any system.
It pretty much would
be
under any system. I like this system. I like the fact that you're in the room and you're held accountable to a certain degree. I make my vote public.
Right.
I do.
Now, I've always thought one thing people miss, because I'm fortunate enough to know and feel like I'm close to a lot of the voters, and I've seen the work that a lot of guys put in terms of the preparation, in terms of the study. I guess just talk about the fact that most of these voters, it's not just 4 hours in a room on Saturday they're spending on this. This is something that they take very seriously, and hours and even weeks and months of preparation go into it, because it's a year-round process for y'all.
It is. You know, we cull it down from a large group of nominees, mm-hmm, to 25 and then to 15 and then to 5. And, man, I take it really seriously. You know, because we're talking about the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's a more select group than the Oscars.
Right.
It's a more select group than the Baseball Hall of Fame. It is really an important decision that changes the life of an individual and his family in perpetuity.
Mm-hmm.
So I take it really seriously.
It's
a legacy of the game. It's a legacy of that franchise. It's a legacy of that player and that family.
Mm-hmm.
So I take it really seriously, and there are hours and hours of study that go into it. But I can't emphasize enough how much the meeting counts.
Right, I see.
It counts a lot.
And that's one reason that a lot of voters don't talk about it beforehand, because they want to wait until that meeting, right?
Yeah, because I really respect the process.
Okay.
And the process has to go, in my mind, down to the wire. And what I want to hear the counter arguments.
Right.
But
have you gone in and changed your mind based on that?
Baselli's a Hall of Famer. Fanek is a Hall of Famer. Had Hall of Fame career. Jacoby had a Hall of Fame career. T.O., Randy Moss, all of those guys who are the 15 finalists, with a couple of exceptions in my mind, had Hall of Fame careers. But not every one of them is going to get into the Hall of Fame.
Right. And the vibe I've gotten, Sal, is that most guys I've talked to, they thought last year he'd probably get in at some point, meaning Tony. I get more of a feel that most guys think at some point he's going to get in.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
It's hard to say.
Right.
It's hard to say.
Because you've seen it over time go both ways,
I'm sure. And guys get passed over, and then all of a sudden it's too late.
I see.
Like Jerry Kramer's a good example.
Okay.
Who's going in, I believe, this year in the seniors group. Jerry Kramer should have been in a long time ago.
And Jacoby may wind up falling into that if he doesn't get in.
Ken Stabler. Stabler's Hall of Fame career.
Right. I grew up watching Ken, and you always assumed he'd be in.
But if you're saying to me Ken Stabler versus Tony Baselli, it's not even close. Tony Baselli is far more qualified than Ken Stabler.
Final question. Did you get a chance to observe this season's Jaguars at all? And any thoughts? We got to ask you about it.
Yeah, I did. And I saw them, obviously, in the playoff game.
Right.
They let the Patriots off the hook, man. That team should be in the Super Bowl.
There's a lot of people watching that it hurts when you say that, Sal, but it's probably true.
Boy, oh, boy. I thought they had them.
Yep. What do you think of
their future? I thought the Falcons had them last year.
Right. What do you think
Which is the reason why, excuse me, and I cover the Eagles when I'm in Philadelphia, covered the team for 25 years, and people say, do they have a chance to win? And I say, they do, but you're playing a guy that's the boogeyman.
Right.
That's impossible to kill.
You better beat him when you got him. Yeah.
Put him down.
I hear you. Final question. You know, I know you follow the league, respect your opinion on the league. What do you think of the Jaguars' future? Just overall for the franchise, any thoughts?
Oh, man. Right there. We're talking about multiple 10-win, 11 seasons.
Good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Sal, I always enjoy you.
All right, great.
I can't thank you enough for doing this.
Yeah,
appreciate
you. Listen. And, you know, Tony should be in the Hall of Fame. The question is when.
Got you.
Yeah.
You're a class act, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
It's Sal Palantonio. This is John Osier for Jaguars.com Live.